reinventing your career to...
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we take a look at the foreclosure crisis in Prince George's County, the effect it's having on one of the most affluent communities of African Americans in America. And solutions to the problem. This comes after a three-part series in the Washington Post this week detailing a problem that county residents know all too well. My guests are Eric Brown, director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Economic Development, Derek Davis, vice chair of the county council representing District 6. We will also be joined shortly by Muriel Garr, personal finance expert and co-host of Beyond the Bling on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about this issue. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Councilmember Davis and Mr. Brown, thank you both so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold, for having us.
My pleasure being here.
Okay. Mr. Brown, let me ask you, since you are really kind of at the point of the spear on this issue, you are aware of the problem, and we can debate, you know, the article if you want. But the first thing I have to ask you is, what is the plan to help correct the issue in Prince George's County, this foreclosure problem?
Well, Harold, I'll start this way. You assume in your question and your statement that nothing has been done, and I would take issue with that if that is the premise. But
tell me what's been done.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
A lot of things have been done. I think when County Executive Baker came into office, he set a lot of things in motion in terms of trying to not only right-size the county's economy. And you look at a number of different things. One of the things that it was noticed is that there was a total dependence on residential taxes. So you had to diversify your tax base and start attracting a lot of commercial. And there are some things that I'll talk about a little bit later in terms of what the county is doing with respect to that.
If I may.
Sure.
The question was really simple. What is the county doing to deal with the foreclosure issue? Whether you think I'm saying nothing has been done.
Let me just get straight to the point.
Okay.
The county has been doing and working directly with families and trying to help families deal with the foreclosure crisis in a number of different ways. The first thing was trying to help families understand what foreclosure was and how to deal with it and get help at the earliest possible chance. And the way you do that is to sort of start working with housing counselors. So we work with the housing counselor to get people help as soon as they can. Educate people as to how to be home buyers, what to look out for as you're getting into your home. Once you find yourself in a particular situation, what can you do to extricate yourself from that problem? And housing counselors help with that. But more importantly, a couple of other things we've been doing. We realized that one of the more important things was trying to stabilize neighborhood and stabilize prices in communities that had been hardest hit. So what we did was to be able to acquire, rehab, and resell Bacon, abandoned and foreclosed properties. We had a lot of...
Where were those foreclosed properties?
They were in the hardest hit areas in Prince George's County were places like Capitol Heights. It were places like District Heights.
Okay, let me stop you there, Mr. Brown. I know what you're going to say. You're going to talk about inside the Beltway, okay? One of the main reasons that this continues to be a significant issue, whether it's as a result of this issue by the Washington Post, is that there is always seeming to be assistance for, the most challenged communities. But the reality is, as you very well know, that, Prince George's County has long been touted as one of the, if not the most affluent concentration of African Americans in any municipality. What help is the county offering, if any at all, for the middle class? Because that's what this is really about.
Well, this is not just people that are low income. I mean, basically, the issue affects everybody, and the strategy is not just to deal with people who are low income. The strategy was, look, you got to be able to attack the problem where it is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the worst areas, you deal with the worst areas, and the critical issue is that you have to stop the slide. And part of the strategy in stopping the slide was to try to stabilize neighborhood, because if you do not do that, then the prices and the tax value, or the wealth, if you will, continues to erode. So part of the strategy was to do that. And from our vantage point, it appears as though that strategy is working. Give you an example.
Well, let me stop you there, because I need to have Mr. Davis speak, and I don't want to ignore him. And Mr. Davis, because I
Harold.
Yeah, help me out here, Mr. Davis.
I apologize. Thank you. I was
attempting
to be as courteous as possible. But let me say, I hope the presupposition isn't that the county has done nothing.
I never said that. Mr. Brown said. But I'm saying, what is happening right now?
I mean that from the perspective of the media coverage that was received from the Washington Post. And you started your statement in that manner. I know many people in Prince George's County, many Fairwoodians and many people who we represent who are disheartened by the tone of the article, and largely because it feels like old news to them. They've been living this since 2006. We've all been living this in this country since the mortgage crisis. We all saw what happened. It wasn't something that played out prominently on your TV screen from the perspective of the hurt that was created by predatory lending, but the realities of it now come to bear. And now that we see the picture, it's such an ugly picture to most. But let me say this. The county dove in with 2 feet and attempted to stabilize communities. The county used the resources that were garnered from the Attorney General's settlements. As minute as those resources were to stabilize communities, to try to stabilize families, to provide opportunities for people to stay in their homes, and when we couldn't, to educate people about ways to move on, as well as to educate our citizenry on how not to fall into the hands of prey again.
Well, Councilmember Davis, I've got to take a break. When we come back, I'll let you finish your point. Because, again, let me be clear. I never said that the county wasn't doing anything, but the reality is that this remains a problem which may need new ideas. And so that's what I want to know. Where are we now? Where are we going? We'll talk about it more on the other side. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're looking at the foreclosure crisis in Prince George's County. My guests are Eric Brown, Director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Economic Development, Derek Davis, Vice Chair of the County Council, representing District 6 in the county, and Muriel Garr, personal finance expert and co-host of Beyond the Bling on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 210 202 319 7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855 288 4876. 855 288 4876. Councilmember Davis, let me continue with you from a legislative standpoint, because I'm sure you've read the article. Okay, it's old history, but the problem is still there. Is there, from your perspective, legislatively, something new that can be done, something innovative? What's on your desk? What's on your blotter?
So the county council, along with the county executive, we've worked diligently toward looking at foreclosure across the board. We had a foreclosure task force. Recently, we had a visit by our United States Senator Ben Cardin, along with Julian Castro. And many of the things that we began to discuss with regard to dealing with this crisis are things that have been in place, and I think Mr. Brown attempted to articulate some of them from the perspective of stabilizing families, finding out whether or not there was the ability to stay in the home. Once you discover there's the inability to stay in the home, it's time to move on to the next situation. And what you find now are homes that are back on the market and people buying them. What you find in our community, specifically the one that was highlighted, Fairwood, is a vibrant, very communicative neighborhood who pitched together to help neighbors and who welcome new neighbors in, who continually come and are very civically active with regard to ensuring that their neighborhood receives all of the dues, rights, and privileges of any neighborhood. The reality of foreclosure, though, Harold, I think that's the titular problem for most, is that when we think about it from the perspective of what precipitated the crisis and the response with regard to the banks, I think people get a bit, upset with the fact that they feel like maybe the small guy in America was stomped upon by the big guy.
Well, let me say this about that, because here's the deal. It doesn't really matter, Mr. Vice Chair, now how this happened, whether it has to do with the banks or whether it has to do with crooked mortgage people.
Right.
Because the reality is that this is a problem that Prince George's County must deal with. You own the problem because it is in your community. Let us not say that it isn't. It is only Prince George's County.
That's
this thing is happening all over the country.
That's right.
I definitely want to have Mr. Brown, talk before I take another break. Mr. Brown, you have the floor. Tell me what should somebody do if you're still in your house, you're not paying your mortgage, you're under a HARP program or something like that, what should you do?
I think recognize early that you have a problem,
right,
and then reach out for help. One of the biggest problems...
Help how?
Help with the house. Start with a housing counseling agency. Contact a housing counseling agency. They can work directly with the bank. Call our office. We have people that can help people connect with housing counseling agents. Legal service agents... agencies also can help people. The first thing is recognizing that you have a problem and reach out for help. The biggest problem is people's pride.
Okay,
you have to understand the problem in order to deal with it.
Okay, well, let's talk about understanding that problem also, because that, that's a whole nother ball of wax, and certainly an important issue, but the bottom line is pride has nothing to do with the literal facts of getting out of this, and that's why I was asking, what is new? What is the idea that is coming from your office, from Mr. Rashurin Baker? We'd love to find out. If you're on the phone, I will take your phone call. Do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about the housing crisis in Prince George's County. We'll be back in a moment.